What better way to start the week than with a visit to the doctor? Many, to be honest, but as our regular columnist, writer and comedian Maurice Gohan is here to testify, sometimes the demands of fully-fledged adulthood risk getting in the way of the lols.
I am so young. I'm barely out of nappies. I'm ID'd buying the mature Calpol. If you saw me driving, you'd think, how did a baby get a license? Sometimes other people don't see me as I see myself, though. There used to be a 16-year-old girl who worked the door of a comedy club in Dublin. We were friends. I bought her 2 cans of cider once. Mates. And one night she was like, I hope when I get to your age I have things figured out. And I was like, excuse me? We're the same age. 2 young gals doing our leaving cert. But no, she saw me as an elder. When we crossed the road and she linked arms with me, it wasn't in a girl pal way. She was afraid I'd fall down. I get it though. Youth is relative. I remember watching Girl Interrupted when I was 16, and Winona Ryder says, I really thought I was going to be somebody by the time I was 23. And I thought, 23? That is ancient. If I'm not married by 23 and CEO of some company, I will have failed. I'm now 29 and I can't even tell you what CEO stands for. Central Equipped Officer. I'm old to some people, but still young to other people. It's all relative. 29 is a weird age though, because I feel like I'm straddling two worlds. I have friends still vomiting on the streets when they get drunk, and I have other friends who are doctors. Some friends are both. It's confusing. When a friend gets pregnant now, I'm not sure whether to say congratulations or, oh no, what are you going to do? I'm in life purgatory. I have friends buying houses with their partners now, showing me the deeds like you would an engagement ring. A joint mortgage? I'm sorry, but that's not a boyfriend, that's a business partner. I thought we all collectively agreed in 2008 that we weren't doing that anymore. We were going to be the generation that stopped buying houses, stopped getting mortgages, would become European and just rent our whole lives. I thought we all decided savings were D-Class A. And turns out everybody was secretly stashing away thousands of euro and secretly having rich parents give them deposits. I feel duped. I'm a one-woman economic stimulus package. Every cent I get, I put right back in the economy. I thought my peers were on the same train as me. We were in a collective movement. Until I woke up at 29 with 3 euro in my bank account, and now I'm being called financially irresponsible. Time to grow up, my mother tells me all the time. Welcome to adulthood. What even is adulthood? I do get excited buying a frying pan now. Is that being an adult? Is buying a house being an adult? Or taking out insurance? A few years ago, I went out with a man 25 years my senior. Surely that's super adult of me. I got my smear test earlier this year. That's quite adult. I got the results last month, came back abnormal. That's definitely adult. I really didn't want to get the biopsy done because I knew it would hurt. They're taking out a tiny chunk of your body. And sometimes it's easier to ignore the things that scare you. But I called up the clinic, also very adult, to make a phone call and had my appointment. It didn't hurt at all. And I have a very low threshold for pain. If I stub a toe, I'm out of action for a week. The biopsy felt like a pinch, which is a thing medical people tell you when something is about to hurt really bad. But in this case, it really was a pinch. And now I have a slice of my cervix gone. I actually feel a lot lighter. I'm more nimble. I'm better at ballet. That piece of cervix had really been weighing me down. I got the results back last week. I have precancerous cells. That sounded scary to me, but it turns out precancerous doesn't turn to cancer for like 10 years. And only if left untreated. So I'm getting it treated. If I had ignored it, Those nasty little cells could have killed me down the road. But instead, I faced up to it, sucked up my fears and the inconvenience of going to the doctor. And now something that could have been really bad is now nothing. That's definitely a metaphor for life. So, this is my hot take on adulthood. Get your cervical smear done. Buy 16-year-olds cans of cider if they ask you. And if all else fails, get rich parents so they can help you buy a house.
A public service information message there from comedian Maurice Gohan.